Conall O'Quinn, Jesuit, living in Dublin, Milltown Park.
Okay, I'm at the Sacred Space site. Many people would say the whole of the RDS is a sacred space this week, but this is sacredspace.ie, and it's a Jesuit initiative. Maybe you'd tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you go into the internet, put in sacredspace.ie, and it brings you into a very simple page, which leads you gradually to the scripture of the day at your own pace, gives you the scripture of the day, and then suggests a way you might pray about it. And then gradually it brings you out of it, and then you go about your work. So it's really up to you how much time you want to spend on it. 17,000 people a day find it good enough to come in every day. It's in 14 languages, and it is the second most visited Catholic site in the US after the Vatican. So it's really very successful. But the story about how it was founded is really wonderful. Coming up to Lent, Father Alan McGuckian thought, I'll do something for Lent on the web. He was just experimenting with the web. And he put up on Dublin buses, prayer is PC. www.sacredspace.ie. And all of a sudden there were hits and hits and hits, but then it began to be international hits. So by the end of Lent, we'll say he had got 10,000 hits. I don't know what the number is exactly. He said, well, I'll continue this for the year. After a year, it was 100,000 or 200,000. And now 10 years later, it's 17,000 a day and growing.
And do you know the number of aggregate hits you've had? It must be in the millions, is it?
Oh, it's well in the millions now. I've forgotten, about 5 or 6 years ago, was they hit the million or something, but it's well over that now.
And you have people, the idea is that this is to make prayer, regardless of where a person is, whether it's on a smartphone, whether it's on a desktop. It's literally taking 5 minutes out just to pray.
It can be 5 minutes, it can be 15 minutes, 20 minutes. It's up to you. And you can tailor the site to your own needs. Sometimes you can quit the introductions and go straight into the prayer of the day. Sometimes you need a bit of help coming in. If you've got a problem, you can press the question button. I just met a man a few minutes ago who said he had to change his job and move into the city centre and use public transport. And he says, you know, that was a blessing because I could do it on my iPhone on the bus, and he does it every day.
Okay, now I know it's gone from being something on the internet that you have all sorts of resources now, and that you publish an annual Sacred Space book. Is that for people who don't have the internet?
That's for a lot of people who don't use the internet or like to use a book. They don't want to go. I don't like going on to pray on the internet. I just don't like doing that myself because I'm sitting at it all day or a lot of the day. So I like to go to a more comfortable chair where it's not associated with work. There, picking up a book, it's easy to get to the place, and you can do the same thing with the Sacred Space book. There's another website from the British Jesuits, but it's really very good too. It's called Pray As You Go, and they're podcasts, every day a podcast. So if you're in your car, you can even listen to it on your way like you do to the radio, and that just helps you to pray where you don't even have to look at anything. You could do it with your eyes closed.
And what has your experience been of the Congress so far?
I came a little bit confused, like we are all in the country, about it. And I walked into the to celebrate the first Mass that was there. And from the moment I started, my heart was lifted. I cried during that Mass. There was something just beautiful about it. And I'm still positively recovering from it. And I can't wait for the last one. And I'd encourage anybody who can manage to get a ticket to go there with their families, because I believe they will just have a wonderful experience. I couldn't believe that. If you told me that last week from the opening Mass, I wouldn't have believed you. But I saw it with my own eyes, and I am still moved.